It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Welcome, sports fans. This is Brian Patch and Chase Kaiser bringing the action tonight from Minster Middle School here in Minster, Ohio. It's our Fort Recovery Indians, our 10-8 Fort Recovery Indians, 2-4 in the MAC play, take on the Minster Wildcats, who are 3-15 and 1-5 in MAC play. And our JV walked away with a 55-52 winner tonight, and it was a great game to watch, and our young men played really well in that game. And tonight should be a great one as well. Even though the Minster Wildcats are struggling a little bit record-wise, they are playing a lot of young kids. They have seven freshman kids on the varsity roster and a lot of sophomores in there. They have three seniors, and tonight is senior night over here at Minster. So those seniors will be in the starting lineup. But other than that, they have zero juniors. I take that back. They have one junior on the varsity team, three seniors, and I don't believe those three normally play a lot. Otherwise, it's freshmen and sophomores. So, and from my understanding, Chase, we've been fighting the illness bug at on our team as well. As I know, my son has, I think, went to school one day this week and has not felt well at all, and I know that's kind of going through our team right now.
Yep, it's a matter of playing through it, and the guys I have here, the guys that are good to go and are healthy to step up and make sure we keep playing at a high level.
Yeah, I know. I know. One day this week, Kel texted Daniel and said, "Hey, where's everyone at? I'm the only guy here right now in school, and everyone else was homesick." So the good thing, I guess, is we can hopefully get that out of our system here before tournament time and be ready to go as we end the coming down to the final stretch here. We have 3 weeks left, and we have four games left on the docket for us as we're getting ready for tournament seeding tonight or this Sunday. And so we should be hopefully starting to peak here at the right time and be ready to go. So we will take a break from this, and we'll be back on our pregame.
Have you checked out Wayne IGA's grab-and-go section lately? You know by now that they carry the popular GenFit meals, but did you know they also have a lot more items ready to go? There are fresh store-made subs, freshly cut fruit cups, several kinds of wraps, and more. And they have their store-made barbecue pork, roast beef, and cream chicken. Also, there are hot meals ready to go at their deli. If you need something quick but you don't want junk food, Wayne IGA has it for you.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians!
Welcome back to the Wayne IGA pregame show. We're here with Coach Bob Leverett playing Minster tonight. What are we looking at from them?
We're looking at Cole Wichard, who is a 6-foot sophomore that's averaging 15 a game. They got a 6'7 freshman, Cole Albers, and then Ian Homan is a sophomore that's 6'3". And then some scrappy little guards that are also freshmen and a sophomore, and then they bring a senior, Coding, that starts also. So pretty nice, well-rounded team. Their record doesn't show it, but they've been in a lot of really close games for having a young team. They're pretty scary as far as if they get hot or not. So if we can contain the three and keep Albers and Homan off the boards, I like our chances.
All right. It's been Coach Bob Leverett here at Minster. We'll be back with the rest of the Wayne IGA pregame show right after this from Hastings Auto Sales.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Ford Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Part of our under 100-horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability, you can run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. The Kubota B-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, I'm Jen Thompson from Generation Fitness, and I have some great nutrition news for Fort Recovery and the surrounding area communities. I'm partnering with Wayne IGA, and the Gen Fit and Fresh meals are going to be available there. There'll be single servings, family-style meals, snacks, and desserts in their grab-and-go section. If you've been curious about our Gen Fit and Fresh meals, here's a great way to try them out. If you're already a big fan, you don't have to wait until after your class at Generation Fitness to pick them up. Just grab what you want, when you want, when you're getting the rest of your groceries at Wayne IGA. We'll rotate the meals occasionally so you can try them all and get a good variety of nutrition to you and your family. Wholesome, nutritious meals made with fresh ingredients now available right there in your local grocery store. Stop in at Wayne IGA and try Gen Fit and Fresh meals.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we compound drugs to the dosage, the form, and the strength prescribed by your physician, making a customized solution just for you. We also compound hormone restoration therapy to help with symptoms of menopause and andropause. Kalp Pharmacy is located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, and Union City, Indiana. So stop in or visit us at kalppharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
3 years of basketball and we're back. 26 years. Getting ready here for the starting lineups. And for the Minster Wildcats, who will obviously be the home team here tonight. We're going to have senior night for them, so their starting lineup will be a little bit different here for Coach McClurg. And that is going to be number zero, Ian Holman, who's a 6'3 sophomore. Number two, Andy Poppelman, who is a 5'9 senior. Number 13, Dylan Watercutty, who is a 5'10 senior. Number 20, Logan Kuhn, who is a 6'2 senior. And number 42, Cole Albers, who's a 6'7 freshman. And a couple that are actually their leading scorer, Cole Richards, number 4, 5'11 sophomore, averaging 15 points a game, is not in the starting lineup as it is senior night. So he and Cole McClurg, who is a 5'10 freshman, will be coming in off the bench tonight to relieve those seniors who are getting to start tonight for senior night. And then for our Fort Recovery Indians, we are going to go with the same lineups that we've been going with all year. And that is number 0, Landon Post, who is a 6-foot senior. Number 10, Troy Holman, who is a 6-foot junior. Number 12, Rex Leverett, who is a 6'4 junior. Number 21, Daniel Patch, who is a 6'7 senior. And number 22, Cal Rammel, who is a 6'5 senior. So expect a good competitive game tonight, Chase. So
yeah, and with those, as you said, with it being senior night, new guys starting, this is their chance even to possibly make their way into the starting lineup for the towards the end of the season here. So we'll see how it goes off the start, and we'll see how the Indians play against Minster here.
Yeah, and the things the Indians obviously want to do is try to jump on them here early. You know, there's two guys who normally don't get to play a lot that are in the starting lineup, but one of the seniors does, the Cooney kid. But other than that, the other two don't get a chance to play a lot. So, you know, with players who don't have extended minutes, if you can hopefully jump on them early and give yourself a cushion, that'll be nice, obviously, later in the game. So,
yeah, and also watching the JV game before this, Mitzer runs fast, so we need to keep up that, stay with them in the pace and not let that be a factor in the game.
Yeah, the JV game, we will ended up winning 55-52 in a very close contest, and we were up early, and then they kind of fought their way back, ended up going like a 12-2 run at one point late in the second half to cut the lead down, and we were able to hang on right there. So we got 6'7 Cole Albers going against 6'5 Kel Rimmel. Fort Recovery, obviously, in our purple uniforms, crimson, gray, and white. We'll be going left to right on our radio dial. Minster will be going right to left, and Minster does control the tip. On the left-hand side to start off, right over here in front of the scorer's table on the bench. We're literally right beside the bench. Cole Albers has the ball in the high post. Over to Cooney, or Coon, I should say. Passes over to Watercutty on the right-hand side, over to Poppleman. Poppleman dribbles across the floor and swings the ball back to Watercutty. Indians are in man-to-man defense right now. Albers has the ball in the high post. Gets blocked by Daniel Patch inside, and Fort Recovery retains the ball. So first trip here for our Indians. Looks like they are going face guard on Cal Rimmel. Open three for Landon Post. No good. Rex Leverett with the rebound is going to get fouled by Cole Albers. So Rex will have a chance quickly here to go to the Hall Brothers free throw line. This is interesting here, Chase. This is something we've kind of expected and talked about all year, and that someone would face guard Cal Rimmel and try to take him out, make other guys beat you, and that's what Minster's doing here tonight. Rex misses the first one.
And with, as you said, with them, we've been waiting all year for someone to face guard him, and luckily it's gotten to the point that we have other guys that are stepping up, which is going to be a factor in this game.
Absolutely. As Landon Post has had some big games, Rex has had some big games, and so has Daniel. So hopefully that won't phase our guys.
Briggs as well.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. Minster has the ball as Rex missed both of those free throws. Watercutty has the ball on the right-hand side, dribbles in, throws over to Albers. Deflected pass, goes out of bounds. Good hustle play by Minster. They throw it away. So it will be Fort Recovery ball. 6:40 to go here in the first quarter, and our Fort Recovery first quarter sponsor is Cal Pharmacy. Currently right now it is 0-0. Troy Holman has the ball, dribbling across half court, throws over to Landon Post, back up to Rex Leverett, inside to Daniel Patch in the high post. Daniel turns, a little 15-footer, no good off the rim. Landon Post with the rebound, gets blocked by Albers, goes right back up and draws a foul on Albers. That's going to be two quick fouls on Cole Albers. So the Indians are attacking him on the glass right now. Two good shots for the Indians, just came up short on both of them. But we've gotten two offensive rebounds and two fouls on Albers. Landon does cash in and hits the first points for either team on the Hall Brother free throw line. A couple subs in here for Minster as they go with their traditional starting lineup here. They normally have Cole McClurg, 5'10 freshman, checks in, and also number four, Cole Richards, who is a 5'11 sophomore, and Landon Post hits both of those. Give the Indians a 2-0 early lead here at the Cal Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. Indians jump into a 2-2-1 full court press. Mister is able to break it. Throws it across to Water Cuddy, one of those seniors. Over to Richards. Indians jump into a 2-3 matchup zone. Water Cuddy has the ball up top. Swings it over to left-hand side to Kuhn. Kuhn drives in. Kicks over to Water Cuddy. Thinks about a three. Throws it back to Richards in the corner. Dribbles it back up top, throws it to McClurg's. McClurg swings it across. They all do get the ball in the Holman in the high post. Drives in there. And they're going to call foul on Rex Leverett reaching in. Daniel Patrick did have a clean block, but they call Rex Leverett reaching in on that zone. So Holman will go to the free throw line. Has a chance here to break the scoring drought for Minster. 5:44 to go in the first quarter, and Holman does hit that first free throw for them. 2-1 Indians lead. Holman steps up, a couple dribbles, lets it go, and around the rim and rolls in. Tie ball game, 5:54 to go, 2-2. Minster supplies some full court pressure. Indians are able to break that. Troy Holman has the ball on the right hand side, swings it to Landon Post. Deep three off the back of the rim. Good box out by Minster. They're going to call over the back on Rex Leverett. And it's the back official who's on the ball side opposite calls the over the back as the two officials on ball side don't call anything. And that will be Rex Leverett's second foul, should be. Oh no, they called over the backboard. Okay. I was going to say, that I'll give him on the call. As I said, there was no way he would see that over the back. And he's still in the 2-3 defense.
You say we're from the same angle, and I saw nothing.
Yeah, I was going to say, me neither. Right now, Minster's doing a good job. Open three in the corner is Kuhn. Air ball. And four guys go after it, and they all let it go. And it'll be out of bounds on Minster in his ball. Minster's picking him up full court man-to-man here. Actually, it's going to be a 1-2-1-1. And turnover on Post. The clerk with the steal. Up and in is Cole Richards on the assist and the layup. Minster takes a quick 4-2 lead. Back into the 1-2-1-1. Full court press. Indians are able to break that. Holman has the ball on the right-hand side over to Post in the patch. Back out to Holman. Troy dribbles the ball back out from the post. Gets the ball to Cal Rammel. Cal goes up and finishes it. Nice. Quick move there by Cal Rammel. Making it 4-4. And he's jumping to 2-2-1 as well. Ben McClurg across here with Richards. Able to throw across and get it to Holman in the high post. Over to Kuhn. Drives in. Loses the ball. Holman with the ball. Recover for Minster. No good. Cal Rammel with the rebound. Outlets to Daniel Patch. Daniel puts on the brakes and hands it off to Rex Leverett. Skip pass over to Troy Holman. Troy Holman drives in, throws out to Daniel Patch. Back into Cal Rammel. Nice pass inside and up and good for Cal Rammel. And a nice finish by Cal Rammel. Nice athletic move by Cal to get that finish, giving the Indians a 6-4 lead here, 2-point lead, with 3:47 to go in the first quarter. And quickly, the Indians jump back in that 2-2-1. Holman has it, swings it over, loses the ball. On the baseline, throws out to Richards. Deep three, no good. Offensive rebound, batted out on Minster. It's going to be Fort Recovery ball. And a couple of players are questioning who hit that out, but Dan Holland says it's out on you and it will be Fort Recovery ball. So Troy Holman's walking it up here, closely guarded by McClurg. Indians call out a set. Daniel comes up and sets the high ball screen. Swings it over to Daniel. Skip pass, and Daniel throws it away. Richards with the steal. Leverett goes up, tries to contest it, misses it. Great hustle back by Rex Leverett. Pushes ahead to Landon Post. Landon thinks about a three. Rex Leverett, shot fix, let the defender go over and misses it. Landon Post with a hustle rebound. Back up to Troy Holman. Inside to Daniel Patch. Daniel Patch makes a drop step. And they're going to call block shot. So to be Holman blocks the shot. Still going to be Indians ball. 2:54, I should say, excuse me, here in the first quarter. Cal Pharmacy's first quarter scoreboard. Indians lead 6-4. Troy Holman's looking to find someone to throw it to and throws it into Daniel Patch. Over to Kel Rem on the left-hand side. Kel Remmel drives in and up and off the glass. Nice quick move by Kel Remmel. They might be face guarding him, but the kid face guarding him can't guard him right now. As long as he can catch that, he can be able to take him off the dribble. And it's going to be a slap foul by Kel Remmel against the press on Holman right in front of the official. Be Kel's second foul, first foul. Indians second foul. 8-4 Indians lead. 2:30 to go. Schmeezing just checked in for Minster. Connor Schmeezing. 5'7 sophomore. Has the ball up top. Throws it over to Kuhn. Back over to McClurg up top. Closely guarded by Holman. Over to Schmeezing. Drives in. Gets trapped. He's 5'7", gets trapped by 6'5", 6'7". He is able to get out of it. Schmeezing for a deep three and hits it. Indians lead 8-7. Daniel Patch for three on the other end. Misses it. Minster with the rebound. Water Cuddy with it. Goes up and finger rolls it. No good. He drives in. Wild shot. Holman with the rebound. Throws it up. No good. Leverett with the rebound for the Indians. Hands it over to Post. Rex throws it up to Daniel. Daniel, a 15-footer off the glass. No good. Minster has the ball. McClurg over to Kuhn. Drives up and lays it in. And Coach Leverett is yelling, get him the ball, meaning Kel Remmel. Which he does need a touch here at the minute 11. Kel Remmel dribbles in, gets the ball screen, throws over to Rex Leverett. Rex drives in, throws it right back to Kel Remmel for three in the corner. Good. Nice shot, Kel Remmel. That's good coaching right there from Coach Leverett, knowing that we got to get the ball to Kel Remmel. He's got 9 of our 11 right now. And he's looking to trap. Kuhn breaks out, throws it to McCurd. Back to Kuhn up top. Deflected pass. Richard has the ball. 37 seconds to go. Looks like Mister's going to be pretty patient unless there's a breakdown. Schmeezing has the ball. Throws the ball back up to Richards up top. Minster kind of in a semi-full corner look. Schmeezing has the ball on the left-hand side. Throws it over to McClurg. Skip pass to Richards. Richard drives into the middle. 15-foot pull-up. Good. Tying things up. 11-11. 13 seconds to go. Kel Remmel has the ball. Dribbling across half court. Looking to go one-on-one is Kel. 5 seconds. 4-3. Step back three for Kel Remmel. No good. At the end of one in our Calp Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard, it is tie ball game 11-11. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Jerry Calp of Calp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Whether it's taking your child's temperature because they're not feeling well or checking your own blood pressure, you can count on Calp Pharmacy to help you find what you're looking for. From thermometers to automatic blood pressure monitors, Calp Pharmacy will take the time to understand your needs and answer any questions you have. So visit Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, and let us help you find what you're looking for. Calp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
All right, getting ready to start the second quarter over here at Minster Middle School. Second quarter sponsor is Fowler Mechanical. Right now it's 11-11, going to be Minster ball to start the second quarter. A couple of Indians checked in here. We have Riggs Toby, Reese Guggenbiller, and Alex Dews, along with Cal Rammel and Troy Homan on the floor for the Indians. Richards has the ball on the right-hand side, swings it up to Noah Sweeterman, who's a 6'3 freshman. As I said, there's seven freshmen on the roster for Minster to start and they had started three of them normally on senior night, though. They started three of the seniors, but normally three start for them, and then play a lot of sophomores, so they're pretty young. Sweeterman has the ball, one of those freshmen on the left-hand side. Chase, right now, just looking at the players, you can tell there's a big size and strength difference between Minster and Fort Recovery, can't you?
Yeah, and you can see that despite any sort of difference, our guys play tight man on them. Not going to let them get any easy shots, but we need to make sure we stay up to the pace that Minster's playing at right now.
Yeah, and you can tell they have some basketball kids in these young kids, which is why they're up here. Shot and three, no good for Sweeterman. Alex Dews with a rebound. But you're not playing varsity as a freshman or sophomore unless you're skilled, so... And a lot of these games they're losing right now, like I said, they're 3-15. They're very close games, and you can just tell they're making some of those mistakes at the end because of their youth. Indians in a three-man weave right now. Reese Guggenbiller drives by and gets a lay-in right there for Reese, giving the Indians a 13-11 lead here on the Fall Mechanical second quarter scoreboard. Nice quick move by Reese. Right now, the Indians are still implying that. 2-2-1. Should have been a travel on Sweeterman. They got away with one. Deep three from McClurg. No good. Offensive rebound inside by Schmiesing. Throws the ball. Richards able to recover it as it's getting ready to go out of bounds. And there's going to be a hand check call on Troy Holman right in front of the bench here. Fort Recovery's bench. Sweeterman triggers it into McClurg. Over to Richards. Ball screen coming on the right-hand side from Sweeterman to Richards. Throws it over to Schmiesing. Back over to Richards. Back up to Schmiesing. Back over to Richards for deep three. No good. Rebound Cal Rammel. Just under 6 minutes to go. Troy Holman's pushing in transition. No one stops the ball. Troy goes in and lays it in left-handed. Good quick move by Troy Holman. Coach McClurg says that's not good defense. We're going to take a break and talk about this. We'll take a 30-second break with them.
The Fort Recovery Community Club's annual fish fry is coming up on Saturday, January 21st from 4 to 7 p.m. Stop out at the Progressive Sportman Club on St. Peter Road for their famous fish with all the fixins, French fries, coleslaw, baked beans, and more. It's only $12 for all you care to eat, and carryouts will be available, and it's just $7 for kids 8 and under. It's an annual wintertime treat that everybody looks forward to. The Community Club's annual all-you-can-eat fish fry at the Progressive Sportman Club on Saturday, January 21st from 4 to 7 p.m.
And Chase says we're just joking about that. Don't show up because it's over.
But if it was good, come back next year.
Think about it next year. Again, 5:51 here to go in the Fall Mechanical second quarter scoreboard. Our Indians lead 15-11. Minster's taking it out full court. Albers does check back in, who has two quick fouls. And didn't play much and turns the ball over against the press. And again, right now, you can kind of see why they lose some of these games is their inexperience definitely hurts them. Right now on the floor, they literally have four freshmen and one sophomore.
Yeah, and their biggest thing I see right now is that whenever they're on their side of the floor, they're playing pretty strong and slow and controlled, but other than that...
Yeah, as they get a turnover... Schmiesing steals the ball from Reese Guggenbiller and lays it in. 15-13 Indians. 5.5 to go here. Troy Holman with the ball on the left-hand side. Throws it in to Cal Rammel. Cal Rammel's going up. Going to be a foul. Misses the shot. But will be going to the Hall Brother free throw line. There's definitely no way any freshman can guard Cal Rammel.
No. No matter how much they try to face guard him, for the size that he has and the athleticism that he has, he's going to be just... That's a tough thing to do.
Yep. Lack of size and strength is just the biggest difference. Not that they're not going to try, but Landon Post does check in to replace Troy Holman. Cal Rammel does hit the first free throw on the Hall Brother free throw line, steps up and hits the second one as well, giving him 11 on the night. He has 11 of our 17.
Yeah, next closest is we have three guys tied for two. Mister throws it out. Rex Leverett takes it out of the side.
Again, for the Indians on the floor, we have Dews, Guggenbiller, Toby, Post, and Leverett. And for the Minnesota Wildcats, they have Schmiesing, Holman, Kuhn, Richards, and Albers on the floor. Leverett has the ball on the right-hand side. Throws it over to Reese Guggenbiller. Reese dribbles up, throws over to Alex Dews. Alex drives in, throws up a wild shot, gets blocked by Albers. Schmiesing quickly down the floor, loses the ball. Leverett on the floor, Holman on the floor. Albers gets the ball, goes back up, and gets fouled by Reese Guggenbiller. But you can see what Minster wants to do here, Chase, and that is get up and down the floor fast, as Schmiesing is athletic and quick.
Yeah, and that might be one of the negatives that we've been struggling with this year, is in transition, getting up and down that floor fast enough to make sure we have the majority down the floor.
Yep, Albert's way off on that one. 17-13 Indians lead with 4:53 to go here in the second quarter. And they've played 10 or 11 guys already. It looks like they really want to push it up and down the floor, as their JV team did as well. That one's way off as well. Riggs, Toby with the rebound over to Rex Leverett. Rex dribbles across, throws to Riggs right across the timeline, over to Reese Guggenbiller. Reese drives baseline, kick out to Rex. Deflected pass, but Rex does recover it. Over to Landon Post on the right-hand side. Alex Dews in the corner. Throws it back up to Riggs Toby. Great ball movement as we swing the ball across the floor. Over to Rex Leverett on the left-hand side. Goes back to Post, to Dews, back to Toby. Good drive again. Hand off to Rex Leverett. Indians being very patient right now. Rex drives in, 15-foot pull-up, and good. Nice pull-up jumper by Rex Leverett. And is again full court press here, 2-2-1. Minster is able to break it. We do leave Richards deep and hits a three uncontested at the top. Cut into that lead by three now, 19-16 Indians lead with just under 4 minutes to go. Riggs Toby with the ball, turn and spin, drives up and gets fouled on Holman. So Riggs Toby will go into the free throw line, foul on his 6'3 sophomore. I don't know if I've ever seen that, Chase, that there is only three seniors and one junior, and the junior hasn't been in yet. And besides the starting part with the senior night, the seniors haven't been on the floor either. It's pretty much been all freshmen and sophomores.
Very young team, but with how many guys are transitioning in throughout the game, you can tell that in a couple years, if they continue with it, this could be a threatening team.
Yeah, they're going to be deep, and they're going to be good. And
Briggs makes both of them, giving him two tonight.
Again, 21-16, 3:53 to go in the second quarter. Briggs checks out with 2 points, and
Troy Holman goes in.
Troy Holman checks in. Kuhn drives in. Good ball movement against the press as they break it. Gets it inside to Albert. Jump hook. No good. Cal Ramo with the rebound. Over to Holman. Holman drives in. Stops, pivots, turns around, jump hook, no good. Cooney with the ball. And it's going to be a foul on Leverett. That's his second. Dylan Watercutty, one of the seniors, 5'10 senior, does check in. Places Schmiesing. Turnover on the Wildcats. Troy Holman with the ball over to Rex Leverett. Nice swing past the Landon Post. Three in the corner. Good for Landon. 24-16 Indians lead. Steal again. Landon Post steals it. Misses the layup. Reese Guggenbiller gets to deflect the pass that Minster had and just stole it from. Over to Landon Post. Three no good. Troy Holman with the rebound. Fast and furious action right now. 3 minutes to go. Indians lead by 8. Cal Ramo with the ball. Drive in. No help side. Finishes on the layup.
I think I counted 4 offensive rebounds there. Coming up with 2 points from Cale.
Yep. 2 turnovers as well for the Wildcats. 26-16. And Coach McClurg is going to take a full timeout. We'll take one with them.
Hi, this is Dave Timmerman with the Sons of the American Legion in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We are having our annual barbecue chicken dinners on February 12th. just $9 each. And you get half a chicken prepared by Romer's Catering, applesauce, chips, and roll. You can contact Dave Timmerman at 419-852-6916 or Whitey Vogel at 419-852-0316 or any Suns member for tickets. We will be serving from 4 to 6 p.m. on February 12th, and you can eat in or carry out. You can contact any Suns member for tickets, and we appreciate all the support we can get. Thank you.
And welcome back to the second quarter, sponsored by Fuller Mechanical. There's 2:45 to go here. Indians are up 26-16. Boys are coming back out after taking a full timeout. Minster with the ball being inbounded by Mr. Ian Holman from Minster.
And he's taking out at half court. We have Holman, Guggenbiller, Leverett, Post, and Rammel on the floor. Water Cuddy with the ball. Throws it inside to Albers. Little left-handed jump hook. Holman with the rebound. And it's going to be a foul on Leverett. That's going to be his third. Tell you what, for a young sophomore, Holman kid is put together. He's got some shoulders on him.
Yes, and I believe that is Troy Holman's cousin, correct?
It could be.
I think it is.
Sounds about right.
Little cousin rivalry tonight.
Yeah, and he steps up and hits that one. And Daniel Patch does check in. Again, been fighting the flu bug here, so this is, I'm excited that we're playing this well. Actually, I didn't expect this, to be honest, just with everyone being sick. Does miss that one, gets an offensive rebound. Water Cuddy inside, skip past the Richards, deep three, and no good. Albers gets a backside rebound. Has the ball, throws it into Holman. Little jump hook, no good right there. Post with the rebound. 26-17, Indians lead with 2:13 to go. Holman has the ball on the right-hand side. Dribbles across, swings it over to Daniel Patch, over to Landon Post. Get it inside to Cal Rammel. Cal Rammel drops up to Daniel, swings it back to Reese. Over to Landon Post on the left-hand side, trying to get it into Cal Rammel. We do on the left block. Cal jumps to the top, dribbles in there. Rebound, put back Daniel Patch with one hand, grabs the rebound and lays it in.
Kind of pushed that guy right off of him and tossed it over.
He did. He actually was going to try to hold it with one hand and shoot it with one hand without even bringing it down. 15-footer by Albers, no good. Rammel with the rebound. Kell walks it down the floor, 28-17. I'm actually shocked, to be honest, that Daniel's even played this much. He walked up the stairs tonight to leave and was out of breath. He's like, Dad, I can't breathe. I'm so tired.
He was talking out of school today, too. He's like, I don't know about tonight, but he's playing well.
Cal Rammel has the ball right now. My goodness, that was a great move by Cal Rammel. Looking for a foul, didn't get one. Going against the defense there and slices through everyone. Albers has the ball on the left hand or right hand side. Dribbles in there, gets blocked by Kel. Daniel with the rebound, throws it over to Post. 54 seconds to go. Nice crossover move by Landon Post. Up and good on the layup. Giving Landon Post 7 on the night. 30-17 Indians lead with 45 seconds. Again, full court pressure. Albers has the ball on the left hand side. Throws it back up to McClurg. Unless it's a layup, I'm assuming Minster's going to hold for one shot here. McClurg is closely guarded by Post. Over to Water Cuddy. Ball screen action from Holman. Drives baseline. Skip pass over to McClurg on the right-hand side. A little floater, no good. Rammel with the rebound. So Coach Leverett and Coach Metzger jump up and yell one shot here. Cal's walking it across the floor. 15 seconds. It's going to go 1-on-1 right here. Daniel has the ball to Troy Holman. Back to Daniel Patch. Over to Daniel Cal Rammel inside. Dribbles in. Turnaround jump shot. No good. Landon Post gets his hands on it. Good half by the Indians as they lead 30-17. We'll take a break and be back with some scores.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has closing gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU of Heron Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back. Brian Patch and Chase Kaiser here at Minster Middle School. Our halftime, our Fort Recovery Indians lead 30-17. Quarter scores went like this. At the end of one, it was 11-11. Second quarter, our Indians outscored the Minster Wildcats 19-6 to have that 30-17 halftime lead. Scoring for the Indians was Kel Rammel with 13 points. And I've only seen one other person in my life, Chase, ever get face guarded and put up those numbers at half. And that was Ivy Wolf here from Minster, face guarded by us, actually, and she had 30.
And yeah, well, as you mentioned earlier, I think the big difference there is the fact that Kale's being guarded by a kid that's not as big, not as athletic as him, so he's able to control that for this.
Right, and so we basically lob it up to him, getting the ball. Once he gets it, he just turns and goes and overpowers his guy. Landon Post has 7 points tonight, and then there's a host of Indians all chipping in with 2 points. Riggs Toby, Reese Guggenbiller, Troy Holman, Rex Leverett, and Daniel Patch. In JV action, our JVs won 55-52. At the end of one, it was 16-14 Indians lead. In the second quarter, the Indians outscored the Wildcats 11-8 to take a 27-22 halftime lead. In the third quarter, the Wildcats outscored our Indians 10-9 to cut into that lead, 36-32 Indians lead. Going into the fourth quarter, the Wildcats outscored the Indians by one as well, 20-19 in a high-scoring, fast-paced action in the fourth quarter. But the Indians did hold on to win 55-52, so it's nice to have that cushion belt up in the beginning. The Indians were led tonight by Briggs Overman with 16 points, Alex Garkey with 12. Caden Greasy added 7, Colson Post with 6. Hayden Seifring with 6, and Gavin Evers with 4.
As you said, right now we're sitting at 30-17. We're up. We're going to take one more break and come back and talk a little bit about third quarter coming at you in a second.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Job opportunities are everywhere you look today. Yet not everyone will provide you with the training and tools you need to grow both personally and professionally. At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success. Come see what opportunities await you at Cooper Farms. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms. More than a workplace.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your moat or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
And welcome back to the Cooper Farms Halftime Show. Chase Kaiser and Brian Patch. Indians are up 30-17. So, obviously, the Indians are playing hard and Mitch was playing fast. I think that was a big difference in the first half, is making our guys make sure we get back and getting in front of them, because transition's really where they're making the biggest effect on us, I think.
Yeah, you can watch both games there, Chase, and you can tell in the JV game, the Wildcats were definitely wanting to getting it up and down the floor as fast as they could. And in the varsity game, it looked like it was going to be a similar type of action. And I think that's part of the reason why Coach Leverett has implemented a 2-2-1. We haven't done that a lot this year, and that's put up full court pressure. And I don't think it's so much to try to steal the ball. I think it's more so to try to slow them down on makes, because that's a great time to push in transition, is when the other team makes a basket, because, you know, they're kind of feeling good about themselves, not getting back, and all that kind of stuff. And so Minster, that's really when they want to get up and down the floor. And so by putting a 2-2-1 in there on a score, that does slow them down a little bit. Plus, also, we've talked about that youth a lot. They've played a lot of freshmen and sophomores here. And so, 2-2-1 is something that a lot of teams don't employ. And so that's something you don't see a lot. And so if that's something you don't see, you really don't know how to maybe attack that very well. And so, especially since that's not something we've showed a lot on film, because ideally you don't want to attack it like you would against a man pressure or a 1-2-2. And so, because most of the times you would attack a full court press on from the sideline to the middle on a reversal pass. And the 2-2-1 takes away that sideline guy. And so you really got to try to attack it and kind of in that middle on a reversal pass. And so hopefully that's something, kind of new for them, and that's maybe a reason why that's causing them some troubles.
Yeah, and I'm sure they're talking about it in the locker room right now, so it'll be interesting to see how they come out, how they respond to that, and what they do in the second half.
All righty. Let's take a break, and we'll be back here getting ready as it's 2 minutes to go on the clock, and we'll get ready to start the second half again. Our Indians lead 30-17.
A lot of land comes with a lot of work. The Kubota MX Series has a lot to offer. Part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup, rated number one for reliability, they feature the versatility to mow, move hay bales, grade roads, and clear brush and snow. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 Series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses that stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
And welcome back to the third quarter. Third quarter scoreboard sponsor is K&L Tractor Sales. Starting off with the Indians, with number 12, Rex Leverett, Daniel Patch, Landon Post, Kale Ramel, and Troy Holman. And for the Wildcats, there's Holman, McClurg, Watercutter,
Cooney.
Albers,
Cooney.
And Cooney.
Yeah. And Fort Recovery has the ball to start. Ramo over to Leverett. Inside to Ramo. Back up and finishes it. Nice, strong take by Kell as he goes up through the arms of the 6'7 freshman to get the finish there. Indians again, 2-2-1 full court press. McClurg breaks it over to Albers. Skip past to Richards. Flies, Landon Post flies pass. Goes through Daniel's arms. And Holman gets the rebound. And goes up and gets fouled on Daniel. Daniel had that, lost as it went through his hands. So Holman will go to the free throw line. Ian Holman, as we found out in between the commercials here, he is the first cousin to Troy Holman, and also former Indian Grant Kanapke. So he's got family on both sides, or a lot of the sides here, I should say, of Fort Recovery.
Missed his first shot, made the second, putting the Wildcats at 18.
He's got four on the night. Yep. 32-18, Indians lead. Holman on the right-hand side. Throws it over to Ramo. Drives in, kicks over to Daniel. Back up to Landon Post. Over to Troy Holman. I can't see the officials in my way. There we go. Over to Daniel up top. Ball screen by Kell. Daniel throws over to Kell for a three. No good. Landon Post with a great rebound. And falls down and goes out of bounds, but it will be Indians' ball. Great hustle by Landon Post to get that second chance effort here for the Indians. Troy Holman is going to trigger the ball inbounds. Looking for someone. Throws it deep to Kell Ramel out by the volleyball line. Clear out for Ramel. Step back. Throws it over to Kell Ramel. Over to Rex Leverett. No good on the three. Rebound for Minster. McClurg's pushing in transition. Throws over to Cooney. And around the rim and lays it in. Minster's on a little bit of a run right here. We need to answer back. Leverett has the ball over to Ramel. Drives in, spin moves, goes up on a finger roll and lays it in. Nice move for Kell Ramel, looking for a foul. I agree, a lot of body on that. Kell does finish. Gets knocked away, and layup on the other end for Albers in transition against the press. Nice job for the Wildcats to break that. Indians quickly down the floor again. Troy Holman throws it over to Daniel Patch. Back to Holman on the left-hand side. Indians are running a motion offense here. Ramel has the ball up top. Swings it to Leverett. Up to Daniel Patch. Thinks about a three over to Ramel. Ramel shoots a 17-footer. And around the rim, no good. Rebound, Albers. Richards has the ball, drives in, spins, step through a move, looking for a foul, no good. Kell Ramel with the rebound, pushing in transition is Kell Ramel. Thinks twice about it, hands off to Landon Post. Back up to Kell Ramel, swings the ball to Troy Holman, guarded by Albers. This is the same defense that Marion used as well. Troy Holman drives in there and throws it up on the runner. Nice finish for Troy Holman, giving him four on the night. 36 for the Indians, 22 for the Wildcats. And that is putting their 6'7 post player on Holman and playing off of him, daring to shoot it, being in help side.
Richards throws the ball off Troy Holman's leg, giving Minster the ball on right by our bench here.
Host of Indians in. We got Guggenbiller, Toby, and Dews in to replace Patch, Ramel, and Leverett. So that leaves Holman and Post on the floor with them. Yeah, the Indians lead by 14 with 5 minutes to go. Great trap in front of us, and Minster's able to split it. Cooney has it, hands it to Richards, over to Albers, drives in, and nice move by Albers as our defense had a breakdown there. Giving him four on the night, 24 for the Wildcats. Indians lead by 12. Troy Holman walks it across the floor, hands it over to Reese Guggenbiller. He strips to the top of the key, hands over to Landon Post from the right-hand side in front of the Minster student section. Troy Holman drives in and goes up and wild shot, no good. Albers with the rebound. Outlets and deflected by Landon, but picked up by McClurg. Landon Post dives for the ball. Should be a foul on McClurg. They call jump ball.
I think he made up his mind before he pulled that ball away from him.
Landon Post had the ball, and the McClure kid fell on top of him. That's got to be a foul. Cal Ramel checking to replace Troy Holman. Interesting tonight. The Wildcats are in a whiteout for the student section, and the Indians are in a blackout.
I noticed that when we were coming in.
Did we plan that with them?
I don't know. I wouldn't think so, but I don't know many student sections that do plan.
That's intriguing. Deep three for Richards at the volleyball line. Good. That's his second one of the night from that deep. He's just not shooting them from the line. It's a good three or four steps back. Giving him 10 on the night, 27 for the Wildcats. Cal Ramel has the ball, drives in, throws over to Riggs Toby. Riggs drives in, surveys it, throws it back out. Deflected pass from Holman.
Okay, gets pulled back by two of the Minster guys.
Yeah, and looks over at the official like, what are you calling? Short on that shot by Reese Guggenbiller. Kel's looking at him like, aren't you going to call a foul? Nope, he's not. So, and then Kel just said, he just pulled me down. He's going for a loose ball and pulls him down. But
only so much you can do about that.
Yeah, should have been a foul right there, but that's my opinion. Wyatt Grover thought so too, sitting on the bench right here. Still by Reese Guggenbiller, reach in, foul. It's going to be on McClure. Again, that pressure from the Indians is causing the young Wildcats some fits here. Great hustle by Reese Guggenbiller. Gets to Still. 36-27, 3:45 to go in the K&L third quarter scoreboard. Toby has the ball up top. Looking for Alex Dews on the left-hand side. Alex catches it and spins. Throws it over to Landon Post on the left baseline. Landon drives in baseline. It's going to be a blocking foul on Richards. Body foul. Right now, that's the second team foul for the Wildcats, and our Indians only have one. Cal Ramel has the ball at the top of the key now on the inbounds play. Cal drives in, stop, pops 15-footer, no good. Landon Post with a great rebound, skies in. Overall, the big boys dribbles out to the three-point line. This is a matchup I like. Albers on Post. Post hits, shoots a three, misses it, look good. Rebound for Cooney, throws it over to Richards, throws away Reese Guggenbiller. Cal Ramel catches the ball, lays it in on reverse. Nice job for Cal Ramel. Indians take a 30-second timeout. Indians lead 38-27, 3:11 to go in the third quarter. We'll take one with them.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
Indians again employ full court pressure. Wildcats are able to break it. Albers has the ball, drives in, throws over to Ramel, goes up, and scores on the layup. Good contest by Cal Ramel. Just goes straight up verticality, and Albers able to hit that. Riggs Toby breaks the pressure by Minster, gives it over to Cal Ramel. He spins. Alex Dews for three and hits it for the Indians. Big hit by Alex Dews. Pushing that lead 41-29 now with 2:40 to go. Wildcats are able to break it. Richards has the ball. Great defense by Alex Dews. Split turnover for the Wildcats. Landon Post gets the ball. Great defense by Landon Post and Alex Dews on that trap. Alex Dews gets the deflection, and Landon Post comes up with it. It was a foul on the Wildcats. Nice job by those young men right there coming out. Guggenbiller, Dews, and Toby as Leverett, Patch, and Holman check in to replace them. Cal Ramel has the ball on the left-hand side. Turnover on the Indians. One of those miscommunication plays as Rex saw a backdoor cut. Ramel saw him kicking out for a shot, and we turn it over. Albers has the ball against the pressure, throws it back up to Water Cuddy. On the right-hand side in front of the bench is Richards. Richards dribbling, 2:10 to go, 41-29 Indians lead. Richards has the ball, swings it to Albers, over to Water Cuddy on the left-hand side, ball screen for him. Pass into Albers inside, Kel Rimmel goes up and contests it. Albers with it and puts it right back up. Nice left-handed finish for that young freshman. You can tell if he's not good already, he's going to be good here in the future. He's got 8 tonight. Kel Rimmel gets the ball screen, hand off to Troy Holman. Kick out to Daniel Patch for 3. Good for Daniel. Giving him 5 on the night. Increasing that lead 44-31 here. Richards breaks the pressure, drives in, Euro step, and going to be a foul on Landon, I think. Yep, Landon Post on the reach in. Daniel Landon had him cut off, and Landon got a reach in foul. Richards will step to the free throw line with 1:30 to go. Indians lead by 13 on the K&L Tractor scoreboard. Richards hits that one. You can tell he's definitely a shooter.
He's one of those guys you have to watch out for and make sure you keep guarding.
He's a sophomore, averaging 15 points, giving him 10 on the night. It's the second one, giving him 11. Besides Kel Rimmel, he's the only other person in double digits here. Again, Indians lead by 11 with 1:20 to go. Holman has the ball on the right-hand side, calling for a clear out, drives in by Water Cuddy, throws over to Daniel Patch. In the three-point line, swings over to Landon Post. Over to Kel Rimmel on the left-hand side, guarded by Holman. Kel drives in, splits the defenders, throws it over to Landon, gets it into Kel Rimmel. Kel goes up and lays it in. That's too easy for Kel Rimmel right there. He knows how to score when he gets it inside. Schmiesing has the ball, possible travel, at least Coach Leverett, and about 100 or so over there in the purple who paid to get in tonight. Want to see a travel call on that one. Richards guarded by Post out here. That's a nice matchup. Throws it across. Great defense by Landon. Water Cuddy has the ball. Gets the ball screen for Albers. Mismatch inside. Good hustle by Troy Holman. And Schmiesing dive on the ball. And it's going to be Indians ball. 36 seconds to go. Indians lead by 13. 46-33. A couple subs here for Minster. Sweeterman and McClure check in, replacing Albers. And let's see who else checked out for them. Turnover on the Indians. No way. You got to have possession on the floor. Turnover on the Indians. Schmiesing with the turnover for Minster. Calls a timeout as he's running off the floor, and they granted it to him. 30-second timeout. We'll be back.
Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget too. And if you have a claim, we'll be here for you too. Step inside the fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance Agency protect you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Again, got an update here for those who follow ABGA County basketball at all. The girls lost in their sectional tonight. So, Renna Sweeterman only had 8 points against, I believe, I'm not sure who it was against, maybe a Hamilton team. But still for the Indians, Kel Rimmel stole the ball, threw it over to Daniel, back to Kel Rimmel. Kel's attacking off the dribble, gets it knocked away. I can't see what happened there, but somehow we end up with the ball as we're blocked by Coach Leverett and the officials. Daniel has the ball on the right-hand side over to Leverett. Gets it into Kel Rimmel, dribbles in a couple times, goes up and gets fouled. So in 9.2 seconds, Kel Rimmel's going to go to the Hall Brother free throw line. Tell you what, the Holmankins, I know he's family, but he's been warned a couple times with mouthing off to the officials after some calls guarding Cal Rimmel.
Yeah, him and there's a couple of kids on this tour. It's a very vocal night on some kids, at least.
Little chippy out there with some of our conversations, as you can tell. Cal Rimmel misses the free throw. Guggenbiller and Toby check in, replacing Patch and Leverett. So we got Holman post, Guggenbiller, Toby, and Rimmel on the floor. Cal steps up and hits the second one, giving him 22 on the night. 47 for the Indians, 8 seconds to go. Indians here trapping him full court. Schmiesing's able to get across with 1 second. Throws it up. No good. Time runs off. Great defense by the Indians, not letting him get across with 8 seconds. They barely got across half court and threw up a heave, which was no good. Indians lead to start the fourth quarter here, 47-33. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Have you been getting a lot of calls from a little boy?
Well, as a matter of fact, we have.
That's my son. He always talks about how you have something for everyone.
We do, with insurance coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual.
Derek.
Yes, Mom.
You've got to stop bothering those nice folks at work.
But, Mom, I love talking to them.
Well, I would love it if you would finish your chores before you start making phone calls.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
And we're back. Our fourth quarter sponsor is Fort Recovery Insurance. So hop up and see those for all your insurance needs. Indians lead 47-33. And it'll be Minster's ball to start off. Albers has the ball. Left-handed jump hook. Nice move for him, giving him 10 on the night. 47-35. Guggenbiller has the ball. Crosses over against the pressure. Picks up his dribble. Throws up to Toby. Toby swings the ball over to Holman. Hand off to Landon Post. Again, run and jump there by the Wildcats, and they get called for a reach-in foul on Schmiesing. Again, the Indians are going right to left on your radio dial. 15 foul for the Wildcats. 2 for the Indians. Been impressed with our defense tonight, Chase.
I agree. We're man guarding throughout the night here and staying tight on them, not letting them get any easy shots.
Guggenbiller has the ball on the right-hand side, throws it over to Post. Gets it inside to Kel Rimmel. Kel drives, spins, throws it up, gets fouled. I think it's going to be on Schwederman for the Wildcats. Not sure I like this position. We're blocked out by the official every time and Coach Leverett.
It's nice being close to the court, but when you can't see it, it's a little tough.
I need to move us now. Kel Rimmel does miss that free throw on the Hall Brother free throw line. In his lead right now with 7:21 to go by 12, 47-35. He does have a second chance here. And way short on that one. That didn't even hit the rim. Minster ball. Again, Indians now full court man-to-man. They're able to break it. McClurg has the ball. Indians come up and trap him. Deflected pass. Guggenbiller knocks it away, and it's still going to be Minster ball. But they do got to take it out full court here.
As we said earlier, they with us pressing, they have to adjust, and so far, very little adjusting I've seen.
Yeah, they look very uncomfortable with the basketball. Good trap right here by the Indians. Oh, possible walk on that one. Foul going to be called on Riggs. Toby Riggs was just a little late on the read. We kind of ran and jumped that one with Landon and Troy, and Riggs has got to rotate, read the next pass, and he was a little slow to read that. Tried to run through it, ended up hitting the offensive player. So third team foul for the Indians here in this half. Minster triggers it in right in front of us. McClure gets the ball, guarded by Holman. Throws it over to Ian Holman. Deflected pass by Riggs Toby over to Albers. Albers gets the ball in there. Throws it out to McClurg. And no good on the three. And Riggs Toby skies for a rebound. Outlets to Reese Guggenbiller. Slowly brings it up. Deflected pass by Richard. Steals the ball. Landon Post knocks the back of it away. Schmeezing goes on the ground with it. Picks it up. Throws it over to Albers. And Albers lays it in for Minster. Indians get a little sloppy right here as Minster implements a full court press. Guggenbiller has the ball. Throws it over to Riggs Toby. And another turnover on the Indians, and Coach Levette receives the ball, and that's not a person you want to pass the ball to, is to your coach. Full timeout for the Indians as we have 6:21 to go in the fourth quarter. Indians lead by 10, 47-37. We'll take a break.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 25th through the 28th. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted during the week. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 25th through the 28th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
We've been part of the Fort Recovery community for longer than most can remember. We're your neighbors, and we love our community. You can trust us for honest advice when you're ready to take on your next home project. We specialize in Milwaukee power tools, but we have a variety of others. Since 1916, one thing has always been our lasting tradition: outstanding, friendly customer service. Experience the tradition of Wangler Ace Hardware. It's all here.
And we're back to the fourth quarter. Fort Recovery Insurance scoreboard sponsor. Minster's taking it out right in front of us on the opposite side of their basket.
Again, Hamilton Heights is who beat Jay County girls basketball tonight in the sectional. So sectional semis. So their season is done. Richard has the ball right now. Pull-up jumper for Minster. No good. Kel Rammel skies for a rebound. Pushes ahead to Rex Leverett. Rex puts on the brakes. Throws it over to Troy Holman. Troy drives in. Going to be a foul on Schmeezing. So Troy Holman will go to the free throw line.
Ball rolls just across the front of the rim, giving him two. Two shots, that is.
17 foul on Minster, so any foul after this would be bonus for the Indians. Troy dribbles a couple times. Eyes in, flies in, misses it off the back of the rim. Reese Guggenbiller checks in to replace classmate Riggs Toby. We got Leverett, Post, Holman, Guggenbiller, and Rammel on the floor. Troy lets the next one go and switches that one. Nothing but net. Giving him five on the night. Deflected pass by Leverett. Picks up by Holman. Throws it across court. And he goes down with the travel. Travel right there on Water Cuddy. As his leg kind of gave out on that. This is great defensive effort and execution tonight by our kids. It's something we haven't done a lot right now, but that pressure is definitely causing Minster fits.
Yeah, for sure.
And Minster's coming up, running and jumping as well. Cal Rammel is able to get rid of it to Rex Leverett, but knocked away.
Coach Leverett yelling out there. Our guys making throws and passes that just aren't smart at this point, throwing in.
Yeah, you don't. When you're getting run and jump, you don't want to be throwing cross court passes like that. You got to shorten your passing angles. Cal Rammel is able to get the ball, goes up, throws up a wild shot left hand, but does get fouled by Holman. Pretty sure Holman does not like any call ever called on him as he's shaking his hands.
Yeah, he looks pretty confused almost that he's getting these calls on him.
Yeah, I mean, he bodied him for sure. It's an obvious foul. Kel does hit that free throw in the Hall Brother free throw line. Giving him 23 on the night, 49 for the Indians. Lead by 12, 5:33 to go. Rammel short on that one. Albers with a rebound. Outlet to Cuny, almost threw that thing away. Skip pass over here to Water Cutting. He had a catch for that one too. Heck of a grab. Right now, nothing easy for the Wildcats. Albers has the ball out at half court. I let him stay out there. As they're trying to get the ball to him, but Richard shoots a deep three, no good. Rebound for Guggenbiller, and they're going to call foul on Albers. That'll be his third foul of the night. So Reese Guggenbiller will walk down to the other end, shooting a 1-1. Ninth team foul on Minster. So the next one, they'll be shooting double bonus the whole way out.
5 minutes to go. Indians up 49-37. McClure subs back in, replacing Richard.
Reese Guggenbiller lets that one go and hits that one. Not sure what Ben Holland is over here talking to Darian Sheffer about, but trying to get something, let him know something about our players. He's trying to eavesdrop in on that one. Guggenbiller hits this, both of them, giving him four on the night. Increasing that Indian lead here by 14. Good trap by the Indians on Watercutty. Deflected pass by Leverett. Should have been a foul on Minster. It's going to be a turnover on Minster. Indians ball. As Rex went to go for the ball, they grabbed his jersey, so he couldn't run for it.
And Landon was there, too. And I've been really impressed with Landon in his effort tonight. He's really been getting a lot of rebounds.
Yeah, he's been flying all over the place. Ramel has the ball and a clear out on the right-hand side. Dry out to the middle. Spins. Goes up to Troy Holman. Swings up to Landon Post on the right-hand side. Over to Cal Ramel. Cal comes off of a ball screen. Coaches are yelling, don't settle, get a good shot, get something going to the basket. Right now, Cal Ramel drives in, stops the spin, throws to Reese Guggenbiller and gets thrown away. McClurg with a steal. 4.5 to go. Indians lead here by 14, 51-37. And it's going to be a holding foul on Leverett inside on Albers.
Leverett, his fourth.
So Rex's fourth foul. So Daniel's going to check in to replace him. Actually, Rex is staying. Daniel's checking in to replace Guggenbiller. Wow. Albers turns and shoots a wild shot. That's good defense by Daniel. He tried to push Daniel out, and Daniel wouldn't let him. Kel Ramel skies for a rebound, and Holman undercut him. Not intentional by any means, but undercut him on the rebound. And luckily, Kel landed on Holman and not on the ground.
That could have been a lot worse than what it was.
It could have been a lot worse than what it was.
But does send Kel to the line.
Kel hits that one, giving him 24 on the night. All Brothers free throw line good to us here. 10 team fouls for Minster as well, so we'll be shooting two here on out. Kel steps up and hits that one. When you shoot two, it makes it a little easier. 53-37, and he's back into the full-court pressure defense. Albers has the ball, breaking it. Dribbles in, picks up his dribble. Over to McClurg. Contests the three. Ramel with the rebound. This is where we got to be methodical and just run some time off and pick them apart and get the shot we want. We know we're shooting free throws, so it's either free throws or layups right here.
All about smart shots and not settling.
Yep, absolutely. Ball movement, player movement. 4 minutes to go. We're up 16. They're coming to trap. Right now we just got to be strong with the basketball, which we are. Holman has the ball, throws it up to Ramel. Over to Daniel Patch. Daniel dribbles and throws off to Landon Post on the right-hand side. Creating space. We move. Cal Ramel has the ball up top. Drives in. Throws over to Rex. Over to Daniel Patch. Dribbles up out of the corner. Throws to Rex. Rex drives baseline. Shoot it there, Rex. Good. Rex missed the layup. Good offense and patience by the end as we got the shot we want. Just missed it. Landon Post picked Richards in transition. Throws it over to Holman. Holman dribbles in. Spins. Kick it out there, Troy. Daniel way off on a three, and coach looks at him and says, why? I agree. We didn't need that shot at that point in time. Not sure what coach said why and then said something to him. And
it looked like he pointed at the scoreboard.
Yeah, I agree. That was a bad shot for Daniel right there. Foul is going to be on. Who's that?
Daniel Patch.
Oh, Daniel. Couldn't tell if it's 21 or 12. Richard's going to the free throw line. With 3:11 to go here in the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter scoreboard, and he cashes in on that one. Toby's checking in for Leverett. Rex does have four fouls. 53-38, Indians lead, 3:11 to go. Richard dribbles a few times and lets that one go. Nothing but net. That kid can absolutely stroke the ball.
That's one of those kids that, especially at this point, you need to make sure he's not getting any easy shots.
Yep. Cal Ramel with the drive. It's got to be a body foul right there. They don't call it. Indians are able to break that pressure. Troy Holman has the ball. Over to Riggs Toby. Up to Troy Holman. Over to Landon Post. Minster's coming out and trapping. Troy Holman has the ball back up to Landon Post. Indians are playing keep away here. They're coming running to jump. Troy cuts the ball. Does a nice job. Throws it into Daniel Patch for the layup. Nice pass, Troy Holman. Giving Daniel seven. That's exactly what you want to do when you're trapping. Be able to shoot layups inside, and that's what the Indians did. Deflected pass by Landon Post again. He is everywhere, Chase. Troy Holman with the drive over to Landon Post. Lays it in. And Coach Loverett's going to take a timeout. 57-39. Indians are blowing this thing open. Fourth quarter, 2:25 to go.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Port Recovery.
Okay. Welcome back to the fourth quarter, sponsored by Port Recovery Insurance. Here in Indians are up 57-39. They just called a timeout. Coach Leverett's talking to the boys as they're about to come out. And at this point in the game, really, we just need to make sure we're taking care of the ball, making good shots, and playing good on defense to not let them get any easy shots and possibly have a chance to come back in this game the last 22 minutes, 25 seconds.
Yeah, the Indians throw a host of subs out there right now. Ramel, Post, Patch, Holman all come off the floor. We got Briggs Overman, who's first action in varsity here tonight. He had a nice game with 16 points. Checks in with Toby, Leverett, Guggenbiller, and Dews with 2:19 to go. Indians lead by 18. And Riggs, Toby just picked up a foul as we were trying to press him full court. And Cooney goes to the free throw line. Hits that one, giving him 4 points on the night. Dribbles a couple times, stop, eyes and flies, and hits that one, giving him
six.
Indians break that pressure. Again, Indians lead by 16 here with 2 minutes to go. Guggenbiller has the ball, throws it over to Overman. They're trying to trap again. Skip pass from Toby to Guggenbiller. He has it up top. Good place to be right there because it's hard to trap. Leverett catches it in the high post and turns and throws it away without looking. One of those things right now is 2 minutes to go, up 16. We don't need to be in a hurry with anything. Catch and hold, take some time, be strong with the basketball. We don't need to force anything and be in a hurry. Watercutty has the ball, guarded by Leverett, and gets it over to Poppleman, who's one of those seniors. Throws it, deflected by Riggs Toby. Gavin Evers is going to check in, replacing Reese Guggenbiller. So Coach Leverett has thrown all of his subs in, knocked away by Alex Deuce. Still going to be Minster ball with a minute 48 to go. Indians up by 16. Schmiesing has the ball over to Poppleman. Drives baseline, picks up his dribble, hands it off to Schmiesing. Good defense there by Gavin Evers. Up the water cutty, over to Poppleman on the right-hand side. Good defense by the Indians, making them uncomfortable right now. Holman has the ball. Over to Watercutty, drives baseline, stops, and going to be a foul on Riggs Toby.
Puts the Minster into shooting 1-1 with 7 fouls for the Indians.
He's actually shooting 2. He was going up for the shot on that. They called it, so. I think his first name is Dylan, if I remember right. Dylan, yep, Watercutty steps up as a senior and hits that one. Giving him his first points on the night on senior night. Minute 22 to go. And dribbles a couple times and way off on that one. And Leverett with a rebound. Minute 20 to go. Indians lead by 15. Rex dribbles across. Picks up his dribble over to Alex Deuce. And deflected pass by on Alex right there. And then we turn around and foul. Just let that thing go, Alex. Don't need the foul if you turn it over.
It's one of those things where dribbling into corners. You can't do that.
Yep. Stay out of corners. Stay out of traps. And also don't foul because now the clock stopped and they have a chance to come down and score. Verse make him come down, run some time off the clock, and make him make a couple passes. Maybe they miss a shot. Cooney hits that one.
We have these underclassmen or younger players coming in, but then you make sure that they're not losing any of that level of skill that we were at before.
Right. And those are good teaching points for Coach Leverett as well, if those are young guys. He hits both of them. Right now it's a 13-point point lead with the minute. Still full court trap. Riggs Toby's able to break this. Because actually, this thing's not out of realm. They could come back. I mean, we miss free throws. They come down, hit shots, hit threes, hit free throws. I mean, this thing's not over yet.
Holman Hutton gets his fifth foul, sending him out of the game, being replaced by number five, Caleb Sharp.
That's the one junior they have on the floor for the Wildcats, who also plays some JV action. This Wildcat team right now is 3 wins on the year, 3-14, but they are playing a lot of freshmen and sophomores, gaining experience for the future, that's for sure. Riggs does miss that one on the Hall Brother free throw line and hits the second one, giving him 3 on the night. 14-point lead for the Indians with a minute to go. Watercutty has the ball. Over to Schmiesing on the left-hand side. Back up to Poppleman. Throws over to Sharp. Over to Schmiesing. Schmiesing drives in. Throws over to Poppleman. 3 for him. Good for Poppleman. Andy Poppleman. Senior Andy Poppleman. Who doesn't get a lot of playing time. Checked in and hit a 3 here on senior night. Good for that young man. Matter of fact, swishes the ball through the net to where the net got caught on the rim, and so his student section is going crazy for that young man. Briggs Overman has the ball, getting trapped, turned and dribble, throws to Alex Dews. And Coach Loverest is going to take a 30-second timeout. Indians lead right now by 11 with 38 seconds to go. We'll take a break.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
And welcome back to the fourth quarter. 38 seconds left. It is Fort Recovery's ball. Rex Leverett tossing it in. Goes over to Riggs Toby, who gets knocked in the face by Minster.
Oh my goodness, though. No need to throw a cross-court pass. Just throw it into the guy closest to you. Rex does get the rebound on the missed shot. Dribbles in, gets trapped. Looking for someone to throw to. Throws to Gavin Evers, 25 seconds. Gavin dribbles across, turns around and pivots and dribbles back up. Throws to Riggs Toby, across the court to Rex Leverett. Rex throws the split, the trap, and gets fouled by Sharp. So Rex will go to the free throw line. With 16.8 seconds to go, Indians lead by 11.
Smart move by our sophomore Gavin Evers coming down the floor not to put up a stupid shot whenever there's only two guys down here.
Absolutely. And these are good.
Of my life.
Coaching moments and teaching points that Coach Leverett will have for the young kids as well and for the varsity guys.
Leverett misses the first. Mister subs in. A couple players subbing out their seniors. Getting a standing ovation from Mr. Fan.
And Leverett misses that one, but Alex Dews with good hustle on the rebound. Briggs Overman has the ball. Time's running out. Minster's backing off. Indians are going to win this contest tonight and increase their MAC record to 3-4 on the year. Minster's going to fall to 1-6 on the year. Overall record for Minster falls to 3-16 on the year. And Fort Recovery jumps up to 11-8 on the year. Again, Indians win 58-47 here at Minster. And they cleared that score quickly. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with Coach Leverett in a wrap-up of the game tonight. Over here at Minster, our Indians win.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I heard my voice on your radio commercial. How did you do that?
Well, since you keep calling looking for everything, we decided we'd use your calls to show how we really do have something for everyone.
So I'm famous now?
Well, semi-famous. This is local radio.
But I want to be famous.
Well, we're famous for having insurance coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual.
I'll have my agents call you to talk about money.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their very popular all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
And we're back here at Minster Middle School. Our Indians get a sweep here of the Wildcats as our varsity team wins 58-47. Our JV team wins 55-52. We'll recap the varsity game first here. At the end of one, it was all tied up at 11. In the second quarter, our Indians outscored the Wildcats 19-6 to take a 30-17 halftime lead. In the third quarter, the Indians outscored the Wildcats by 1-17-16 to take a 47-33 lead into the fourth quarter. In the fourth quarter, the Minster Wildcats did outscore our Fort Recovery Indians 14-11. But the Indians do hang on for a convincing victory of 58-47. In varsity action tonight, Kel Rammel paced away with the Indians with 25 big points. Troy Holman added 9 points. Daniel Patch chipped in with 7. Landon and Post added 5. Reese Guggenbiller with 4. Riggs Toby with 3. Alex Dews with 3. And Rex Leverett with 2 points to round out for the 58 points for Coach Leverett. Again, the Indians improved their record to 3-4 in MAC play and 11-8 overall. An important victory with seeding coming into this Sunday tournament draw for the Indians. In JV action, as I said, the Indians won by 3, 55-52. At the end of one, it was 16-14 Indians. In the second quarter, the Fort Recovery Indians outscored the Minster Wildcats 11-8, take a 27-22 halftime lead. In the third quarter, the Wildcats outscored our Indians 10-9. And in the fourth quarter, the Wildcats also outscored the Indians 20-19. Leading the way for the JV squad by Coach Metzger was Briggs Overman with 16 points, Alex Garkey with 12, Caden Greasy with 7, Colson Post with 6, Hayden Seifring with 6, and Gavin Evers with 4 to round out the scoring there. Up and coming games this week for our Fort Recovery Indians. On Tuesday night, the girls will be at Salina with a 7:30 start time. Simulcast with WPGW, no NFHS for that. You got to listen to Fort Recovery Radio or WPGW if you want to check out the girls' action at Salina. On Thursday, the girls are at New Knoxville. Fort Recovery Radio will be broadcasting that one with no NFHS video of that. Friday, the boys will host New Knoxville, and Fort Recovery Radio will be broadcasting that with NFHS. And Saturday, the boys are at Newton and simulcast with WPGW, so Rob and I will be doing that one and NFHS video on that. And with us tonight, we got winning coach Bobby Leverett.
Hey.
Tell you what, coach, I was absolutely impressed with one with your game plan, and two, with the effort of the kids on the defense tonight.
I told them going into Mississinawa, you know, finally having guys healthy. This is stuff that we wanted to do early in the season, but, you know, when Googs went out for 4 weeks, had a little sickness here, and we just was never healthy enough, bench-wise to go run and jump and be real aggressive defensively because we weren't healthy most of the, you know, that stretch, I guess, once Googs went out, you know. And my challenge to him this week was, hey, you know, where's our help side been lately? You know, be confident enough to guard your man one-on-one, knowing that help side's there, knowing that, you've got a buddy behind you to pick up your slack if you get beat off the dribble. So, I was so happy with their intensity tonight. I'm just tickled pink with their effort. So,
well, and on top of, you know, just that part of it, your full court pressure gave the young Wildcats fits all night. They looked very uncomfortable. Right. We had deflections. We had loose balls.
Yep.
We had turnovers. And Landon, I thought, and Reese did a great job, and Troy up front, of causing havoc with
them.
They
did, yeah. You know, that was the game plan, knowing that they have a young backcourt, and, you know, we've got more of a veteran squad at that position. So, you know, yeah, hey, guys, don't come out and let a bunch of freshmen and sophomores beat you, because, I mean, that's a good group. You know, they've only got 3 wins, but they've got some really close losses to some good teams. So very scary if you let them get open and get going from the three-point line. And that was the challenge this week, was make them uncomfortable with the ball and don't even let them get a three off, knowing that you have help side on the drive.
And then, you know, senior Kel Rammel comes out and gets 25 big points. You know, that start off, right. Chase and I talked about boxing one. Here we go.
Yep.
Been waiting all year for it. And he still ends up with 25 points.
He was... Coach, it's been a couple weeks since he kind of played like that. It looked like he had some fresh legs tonight for a change. He had one drive there in the first half where he just swept and just got right to the rim. And I'm like, okay, you know, this is the Kale that we saw the first 8 or 9 games where he had fresh legs. And so hopefully that's a sign of, you know, we're at that point in the season where we're in really good shape and it's go time now. You know, we've got 3 more games that are very gettable, and our goal is to end up 14-8 and be rolling going into the tournament. So I think we've got a pretty focused group right now.
Well, you know, for us, you know, we do have a lot of upperclassmen, the opposite of what we just faced tonight, where we have 3 seniors who've been battle-tested. We have a junior in Troy Holman with the experience. And now at this point in the year, all the other kids who are juniors are also battle-tested. So, you know, we want to be playing at the right time, and I think we're doing that.
Yep. And they had a little incentive because we get tomorrow and Sunday off. So they were fired up about having a long weekend where they can go screw off and be teenagers tomorrow and Sunday.
All right. So the draw is on Sunday, obviously. So you get to have a date night with Miss Jackie tomorrow. So that's a first for a while. Uh-huh. And then Sunday comes tournament time. What are you expecting?
So I'm hoping that you just don't know because of that RPI ranking with the computer stuff. I'm hoping that we get the 4 seed. If we get the 4 seed, that would give us – we could take a bye and then play 2 lesser teams that would play in. If that's the case, Marion would probably be the 1 seed. Upper or New Bremen would be the 2 or the 3. So those are your other 3 byes. If we get the 5 seed, then we're going to go towards Upper, I think, and play a play-in game and go towards them. So hopefully we get that 4 seed. I did hear that St. Henry beat Delphus tonight by 2. So, you know, does that factor in? Nobody seems to know how this is going to factor in because we'll have a better record than St. Henry, but they beat us head-to-head. So I'll take a 4 or 5 seed, to be honest with you, and be tickled pink with that.
Yeah, so I started doing some research on that Martin RPI thing the other day when you talked about it. So I started looking it up. So fans can go to that as well. And it's interesting, the numbers, because St. Henry beat us. Obviously at St. Henry.
Yep.
But they were only slightly ahead of us. Huh. Not by much.
Right.
So it'll be interesting how tonight. Of course tomorrow happens, you know, too. So we're off, so that shouldn't hurt us. But St. Henry could lose tomorrow and that could hurt them and drop them and we get in front of them.
They've got Van Wert, who's very good.
Right.
You know, so you know, yeah, if they drop one tomorrow, then that puts them at 9-12 and we're sitting at 11-8.
Right.
So yeah, how's it calculate? We'll see.
It'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Definitely be interesting.
Yeah.
So, but hey, I thought, thanks for stopping in, but I thought our kids played really well. You got to be happy.
I'm tickled pink. They were focused. We had a little lapse there when I called the timeout in the fourth quarter, but, you know, that's some of it, and it's like, hey, get it together, don't have those little mental lapses, and stay focused and finish this thing out. So,
well, awesome. Well, congrats, and enjoy your day off tomorrow.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
All right, see ya. And again, Brian Patch, Chase Kaiser bringing you the Indian victories here tonight. Indians varsity action. The Indians win 58-47. Cal Ramel paced the way with 25. In JV action, it was 55-52. Briggs Overman paced the way with 16 points. Thanks for listening. Chase Kaiser will finish it up and wrap it off.
For 99 years, Wangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people. We are proud to support our local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. Ace is the place for friendly, helpful service, and we feel personal service is our duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wangler Ace Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south edge of town. We appreciate your business.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota LO1 series is part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability. They feature powerful Kubota diesel engines and easy operation. The durable Kubota LO1 series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has closing gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians. BU of Heron Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their very popular all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
And welcome back to the Miracle Lanes Post Game Show. This is Chase Kaiser. I would like to thank Mr. Brian Patch for joining me tonight as here in Minster as our boys won 58-47. Fort Recovery moves to 3-4 in the MAC and 11-8 overall record. And Minster will drop to 1-6 in the MAC and to a 3-10 or 3-16 record. Upcoming games coming up this next week. Nothing tomorrow, but on Tuesday, the girls will be at Salina with a 7:30 start. It'll be a simulcast WPGW, and there will be no NFHS video. On Thursday, the girls are at New Knoxville. It'll be a Fort Recovery radio broadcast, no NFHS video. Next Friday, boys will host New Knoxville at Fort Recovery Radio will be broadcasting that game with an NFHS video. And on Saturday, the boys will be at Newton, and that'll be a simulcast of WPGW. NFHS video will be available that game. I'd like to thank you guys for listening. I want to thank Mr. Josh Kloon here, the athletic director at Minster, as well as all the administration for having us. Hope you enjoyed the game. Again, our boys won 58-47, led by senior Kale with 25 points. Thank you for listening to Fort Recovery Radio, and we'll see you next week with the girls' game at Salina.
For listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.